this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
We are here today with Kate Brandis, Environmental Science Director of Nurture Nature Center in Easton. Nurture Nature Center is a center for community learning about local environmental issues, and Kate is here today to talk with us about one of their new initiatives, the Urban Recycle Garden. Let's start by having you tell us a little bit more about what Nurture Nature Center does.
Thanks so much for having me. Nurture Nature Center is a place for the local community where we address local environmental issues that affect people in their daily lives. We use a combination of science, art, and community dialogue programming. We're a relatively new nonprofit founded in 2007, right after the three big floods in the Lehigh Valley in 2004, 5, and 6. In the early days, we were focused on education about flooding. Our staff originally consisted of a community organizer, an environmental scientist, and an artist, and our approach from the very start combined all of our backgrounds and helped us build what I think is a unique mission and organization.
How has that shaped your organization?
Well, our initial work showed us that the community is motivated to learn about things that affect them personally and feel urgent, like flooding. And we've seen over time that creating ways for people to share their experiences with local issues have helped connect not only us to them, but also neighbor to neighbor. So art, through photographs or painting or stories, has proved a great way of communicating about topics that are meaningful to a community. Now, several years later, we still do a lot of work on flooding, but we've expanded to other topics about local environmental issues that people care about, such as herbicide application, fracking, and food access. So inside our building right now, which is located on Northampton Street in Easton, we have art galleries with shows themed to match our environmental science programming. We have a meeting room where we hold community discussions about environmental topics and other exhibits. Our newest project will be installed this spring in the back of our building, the Urban Recycle Garden.
Can you tell us more about the garden project?
Access to fresh food is an environmental topic that we've done programming on before, and it's an important issue here in the Lehigh Valley. People have more of an interest in growing their own food and also greening urban spaces. Fresh food access in some areas in the Lehigh Valley is difficult. For instance, in the city of Easton, there's not a grocery store within walking distance. Nurture Nature's garden is designed to serve as a demonstration area for growing food and other plants in a small urban area. So if you have a patio or a balcony or a fire escape, a small space, you could learn from the garden. Our garden will be located at the back of our building in a typical urban space. It's small and paved over. The pavement is cracked. There are brick walls. It isn't pretty, at least not yet. So one of the objectives is to show how we'll recycle this hardscape space and make it green. We also want to show people how to grow food if that's what they want to do.
There will be garden workshops associated with this project. Can you describe them?
Yes. Beginning with March 29th, we'll be offering workshops every month through October for a total of 8. Participants will be able to build something and take it home with them. Since we have to pay for materials, there's a cost for each workshop of $15, and registration is required at least a couple days ahead of time so we know how much soil and things to have on hand. Upcoming programs include container gardening as well as workshops on raised beds, growing vertically, shade gardening, and rain capture. People don't have to come to all the workshops. You can pick and choose. And anyone interested in coming to the workshops can contact Nurture Nature Center. Our contact information is on our website, as well as more information about the garden and workshops. The web address is nurturenaturecenter.org.